here's a news story that got me thinking about phobias and fears and things like that. And I would love to open up the phone lines and text lines to find out what freaks you guys out. What phobias do you have or what fears? Many of them are many of them are irrational. But listen to this story. Esmeralda, have you heard about this story about the Vista Tower is going to have a blow-through floor?
I have not.
Because it's going to sway?
No, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. All these buildings, these tall buildings, they do sway a little bit. They have to.
Right, but is this one you're going to feel it?
You're going to feel it.
No.
Yeah. And there are times I have a friend of mine actually has an office on like the 90th floor of the Sears Tower. Willis Tower. The Bruce Willis Tower. The What You Talking About Willis Tower. He has told me from time to time that if it's a very, very windy day, you can actually feel it. I don't want that in my life.
How bad, though?
He said sometimes it's pretty bad, you know?
That's when I would just go home.
No, yeah, I don't.
Like, I'm out.
I don't
Bye,
need,
guys.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I don't need that in my life. Why? The site of it is intended to move you, but a new marquee skyscraper in Chicago had the potential to move too much. When complete, the 94-story Vista Tower will stand nearly 1,200 feet, making it Chicago's third tallest building. But in the Windy City, the winds are blowing through the architect's design. In some of our wind tunnel testing, we discovered that the building had way too much sway on top. That's not a phrase I want to hear associated with a building. Hey, that building has way too much sway on the top. Hey, wasn't that the name of the guy on MTV?
The news guy, Sway.
Yeah, maybe he's on top of the building. That's the problem with his hat. Esmeralda, do you think that's the problem? Sway and his hat?
He's there like, hey, I'm Sway.
I'm Sway. Check out my hat. Oh, man. Sean Linane, who is with the development group here, says it's not necessarily that the building will fall over. It would be uncomfortable if you were at the top. Yeah, no kidding. You got to stand with that guy with his hat? That's not comfortable. The problem was discovered when a model of the building was placed in a wind tunnel. However, it also led to a solution, which was to provide a place for wind to pass through what's now being called a blow-through floor. It's a first for Chicago. We take the portion of the building and we raise it up. Then we have a portion where the wind can come right through the building. See, that just sounds sketchy anyway. A blow-through hole exists at 515 North State, but it's only an aesthetic feature. The Council on Tall Buildings and Urban Habitat says that the Willis Tower can sway up to 6 inches daily, added that it's surprisingly not alone. Probably the vast majority of the skyscrapers you would see on the skyline actually do sway and are built to do so. To reduce sway, some buildings have dampers on the roof, which is a solid piece of concrete, or a water tank that helps weigh down the building. Oh, my God, is that terrifying. So that just seems scary. Dan, do you have any opinion on that? Because I think that's scary.
My cousin Jimmy worked in the then Sears Tower for a while, and he had told me, because he was pretty up high, and he's just like, yeah, it's pretty crazy because, you know, you'd just be sitting at your desk and then a wind will blow by and you just kind of feel yourself shifting. And
no, man. No.
Now this wind thing.
The wind tunnel?
It's like a hole in the building?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
Yeah, it's a hole in the building so that the wind can pass through it.
Is it going to be on its own floor?
Yeah, so it's like its own floor without windows.
Right.
Oh, okay, so no one will be there like, oh, look at the wind tunnel.
Oh, no, no. No, unless you want to commit suicide, I would stay off of it.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's just basically like a little windowless floor so that the wind can pass through.
I wonder when it's really bad, the swaying, is it swaying like on a boat swaying?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Ooh, I would get seasick.
Yes. I don't know, man. All right, now, Esmeralda, are you cool with heights?
Yeah.
Are you?
All right.
Okay. I'm terrified.
Oh, I don't mind them. I mean, it's unsettling.
Yeah.
If you're up high and there's nothing there.
Well, open. I don't even want to talk about open air heights.
Like, those are fine, but if the fence or whatever is a little too low, it puts me off, and I'll look over, but you know,
no, I
go in.
Even if it's enclosed, I freak out. You know, I mean, we're here on the 7th floor, and that's okay. And I've got giant windows behind me, which I don't pull the shades when I come in. I have the shades up so I can look out on Michigan Avenue. Now, as people might know, we're leaving the Tribune Tower next year. And we're moving across the river to a building on Wacker. And I saw a picture from Todd Manley sent me. Dan, you got it as well. A photo. Todd Manley was in the building on the floor where the new studios are going to be. And it looks pretty high up. It's definitely higher than here.
Oh.
And I believe one of the studios, there's like the option of having to be outdoor. So
that's neat.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit in that studio. I'll be in the one that's enclosed.
I'm not a fan of being too up high, just in general.
Yeah.
Like, living wise, I would not live anywhere.
Oh no.
Probably more than 10 floors.
No. I have two friends. One moved out, but I had two friends in each tower of Marina Tower. One guy was in the South Tower, one guy was in the North or East or West. East or West, I believe it's the East Tower and the West Tower. Well, anyway, one guy was on the 29th floor, and one guy was on the 39th floor.
No, thank you. Too high.
Yeah. No. No. I mean, you saw what happened in London.
Yeah, that is my biggest fear.
Yeah.
There will be a fire or something, and you're trying to go downstairs, and no.
No, terrifying. Mm-mm. Terrifying. Mm-mm. But here's the thing, though. My issue, I couldn't go out on the balcony of either of those guys' apartment. I couldn't do it. Like, because it's open air, and it's pretty low. Have you ever been in a condo in the Marina Tower?
I have not.
Dan, have you?
I have not.
Well, first of all, they're all shaped like pies. Like, you live in a slice of pie because you know the shape of the building. So they're all, like, pie-shaped. And so you go in, and that's the deal. But they each have a balcony. You got a balcony in your bedroom and a balcony in the living room area. And, you know, you can slide open the glass doors and leave them open and just hang. And you know, I hated going out on the balcony. And one of the reasons why I'm really scared of heights, one of the reasons why I would freak out in the open air thing is because I have the urge to jump. I have this urge. I seriously have this urge. I think to myself, you know, I could just jump over this railing right now. And I have the urge, this weird urge inside of me to jump. And I've mentioned this on the air before, and actually a lot of people have that. I thought I was insane. I was like, you know, I'm really terrified because I'm thinking about jumping. I'm thinking about what would happen if I jumped. And there is that weird sort of urge to do it inside me. And it gets my stomach all, I get butterflies and all that stuff, and I have to just leave. So I mentioned this one time to my, when my ex-wife and I had her family over, and I mentioned it, and my ex-mother-in-law said, I feel that way too. I feel like I want to jump whenever I'm up high in some place.
What about on the train? On the platform?
On the platform? No, that's not too. I mean, I don't think the platform's high enough. I'm talking about, you know, like an L platform's not high enough. But, like, you know, they're on the 39th floor. I'm on the 39th floor. That's enough to, you know. And then one time they were like, hey, let's go up to the roof of the Marina Tower. So I go up to the roof, and I was, and everybody's walking towards the edge, and I'm I just stood right in the middle where the elevator was, and then went back inside. I'm like, I can't do this. So, but I understand, when I mentioned this, I've never really vocalized it before because I thought I was insane. I thought, why do I have this urge to jump? That's not good. That's insane. But then I mentioned it once, and I'm sure there are people out there right now who are listening who are like, oh yeah, that's a, like, I guess it's a common weird thing, this weird urge. And that's what freaks me out. The height freaks me out, but the feeling that I have, like, look at that, I could just jump right over this thing. So, yeah. Do you have any phobias, Esmeralda?
Of course.
What are some of them?
Bugs.
Oh, right.
Spiders,
cockroaches. In particular, cockroaches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and there was one back here in the engineering area. It started, I saw it, it looked like it was coming towards my studio. I shut the door, and I think I had to call Rob Martyr.
I was here.
Have him help me. I'm like, please, yeah. It's coming towards me.
Let me explain something to you. Esmeralda, listen, I don't know if you're planning on watching Twin Peaks, the new version of Twin Peaks. You might want to skip about 5 minutes of episode 8. It's just, it's nightmare-inducing, Esmeralda, and it involves a creature that looks like a combination of a cockroach and a lizard crawling into a sleeping girl's mouth.
Oh, why? Why?
Because it's David Lynch.
No. I'm out.
And it's in black and white, and really just like, that is an image that is forever, like, scarred into my brain. And I remember watching it the first time going, I cannot believe this is on television right now. How is this on television? So skip that part, Esmeralda, because you will not sleep for a week.
Yeah.
All right, we got a break. Do you have any phobias, any fears? Here are some common ones. The dentist, dogs, flight. I'm afraid to fly. Thunder and lightning, the dark. Many of these. Any of those ring a bell? 312-981-7200. And we'll come back and talk about it. Yeah, man. Hi. Hey, good morning, everybody. How you doing? I'm Nick DiGilio. I'm your overnight dude here with my award-winning broadcast team, Vic Vaughn, Esmeralda Leon, and the great Dan Shugru. Where is that award, by the way? Dan, do we have a...
John Williams took it, remember?
Oh, yeah, John Williams. He stole it, and that's right.
No, I know where it is.
Where is it?
It's downstairs.
Where?
In the...
is it in the showcase?
Producer's booth.
In the producer's booth downstairs?
Yeah.
Why isn't it up here with us?
I don't know. They're all down there.
I don't care. I'm saying we won a Silver Dome Award from the Illinois Broadcast Association for Best Local Broadcast Team. And it's downstairs with everybody else's awards. So I guess that's fair, right? I mean, if nobody else has their awards.
Yeah, they're all just sitting they're on all a just table downstairs. The producer's booth.
Okay. Hi, everybody. We're talking about being frightened of stuff, phobias. I'm terrified to fly. I'm terrified of heights. I don't like confined spaces. Basically, I'm a head case. By the way, guys, if me talking about me being a head case isn't enough, you should just be a fly on the wall in my apartment while I'm watching TV with that fidget cube. Because it's ridiculous. It's fantastic. I love that thing. I just love it, but I'm messing with it constantly. Of all the birthday presents I've ever gotten, I've got the most use out of this one ever. Because I'm a head case. I'm a lunatic. So we're talking about fears, and I have a fear of heights. I also have a fear of heights that's combined with the sense when I'm outside high up that I want to jump. And I believe Glenn has that issue too. Hey, Glenn.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
All right. Do you have that as well?
Yeah, I don't per se have the fear of heights, but I have the fear of looking over the top. And I said, you know, I could survive this fall.
Oh, man. It's weird, isn't it, man? It's just it is.
I had to push myself away from it.
That's, you know? Exactly. I mean, it's exactly what happens logic. To me, Glenn. If I'm near the edge of like a balcony or something, and I look over, I got to get the hell out of there. It's just I got to leave.
I mean, logic overrides. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here to talk to you.
Right.
You know, and it dawned on me after all these years, claustrophobia.
Yeah.
It's like, to the point where when I die, I don't want to be buried.
Yeah, even though you're not going to know anything about it. Yeah. Yeah, not
right.
Good. All right, Glenn, thanks, man.
All right, take care. Nice morning.
I have a real issue with claustrophobia, but I have a very sort of specific claustrophobia. I'm never really comfortable in elevators. It's fine. You know what I mean? But, like, if I can't, like, for instance, Esmeralda, if I were a gearhead and I was working on a car or something, I could never, you know, get on one of those little things on the wheels and get under the car and work on the car because I can't have anything over me. Like, I can't do that. Like, I freak out if something is over me.
I mean, that's a lot of trust to have how many pounds?
Yeah.
How many tons
yeah.
is a car?
Above you. But I'm just talking, like, I'll put it to you this way. If I had to go underneath a coffee table on my back, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Hmm.
like that. It's this just something above me. I have this like incredible sort of fear of being not able to get up. So like, you know, if I, you know, like when I was younger and if I'd be wrestling around with my buddies and they would like maybe like pin me down with their knees on my shoulders, I would completely freak out and start screaming because I couldn't get up. Like the fear of not being able to get up completely petrifies me and scares me. And I'm telling you, I two movies I almost passed out during. Serpent and the Rainbow. Have you ever seen The Serpent and the Rainbow, Esmeralda?
No, I've heard of it.
It's a really great movie, like really scary.
Bill Pullman?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It takes place in Haiti. It's really a scary, beautiful, Wes Craven, fantastically scary, really intelligent movie as well. But there's this, they've developed this dust that they can blow on people. And if it gets inside your skin, it stops your vital signs. You're still awake. You're still awake. You are aware of everything that's happening. You can feel everything that's happening, but your heart stops. You don't breathe, and it stops, and it's temporary. It lasts hours, and then the dust wears off. Now, the thing was, the reason why they sent this guy over there was because they were reporting zombies. Like, somebody would be dead, and then hours later, they would get out of their grave, climb out of their grave because they were alive, and it was because of this dust that would stop their vitals for hours, and then when they were in the ground, it would wear off. So the bad guys in the movie blow this dust on Bill Pullman. He knows what's happening and he's about to, you know, like everything is about to lock up. He's about to lose the heartbeat and all his vitals. Before he does, he says, "Don't let them bury me. I'm not dead." And then boom, his heart stops. So what do they do, Esmeralda? They take him.
Bury him.
They take, yeah, the bad guys. They not only stick him in a coffin, okay? They stick him in a coffin. They put a tarantula on his face, okay? And he's like, what? You know, his eyes are open, but he can't move. He can't do anything. Tarantula crawling on his face. They nail him into a coffin. They bury him. All right. Then the stuff wears off. And in the scene, it's completely black. The screen is completely black. And all you hear is when the stuff wears off and him clawing in the coffin. And I swear to you, the first time I saw that movie, I was sitting next to Roy Leonard and Roy was like, "Are you all right?" Because I was like literally I had my knees up to my chin. And I was going, during the entire scene, I thought I was going to pass out. And Roy's like, you might want to leave. And I'm like, "No, it rules. This movie's great." So that time. Now, Esmeralda, you've seen Kill Bill, right? You've seen Kill Bill Volume 2.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I almost had a heart attack during that scene when they bury her alive.
How did you do with that movie where all it is a guy in a coffin?
That's Ryan Reynolds, and it's called Buried. I had major issues with it. It was a really good movie. So, the thing about Buried was that, you know, he was in there and there was enough variation of it that I mean, there were certain moments in that movie that really freaked me out, like really, really, really freaked me out. Mm-hmm. But I made it through the entire running time. But those two scenes in particular, the Kill Bill, especially Serpent in the Rainbow, for some reason, Serpent in the Rainbow, I think the scene is longer. It's Serpent in the Rainbow. I think that's the problem. So I don't know. But anyway, that's another, you know, irrational fear I have. I'm a nut. I'm just realizing this right now. I'm nuts.
I don't think any of these are that out of left field. Being buried alive and falling down a big stair, you know, is pretty normal.
Yeah, but most people are like, whatever. You know, they don't hyperventilate and almost pass out during a Wes Craven movie. That's, you know. All right, we're going to take a break. Thank you, though, Dan, for a vote for my sanity. I appreciate it.
I mean, you're insane in other areas. I don't think this is the one you need to hang your hat on.
Right. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back after this. We're talking about phobias, and then all the regular Friday features will begin, including Fly Jams Friday and more. We're back live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich for the opening bell and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. And we're talking about irrational fears and phobias, and we're going to get to all of our regular features coming up in a few minutes for Friday morning. And Dan, do you have any phobias or fears or anything?
Fears is one. Irrational identical twins usually freak me out.
Oh, that's right.
No explanation why I knew identical twins in grade school and was friends with them and developed later. But one of the interesting things, many years ago, like one of these cool tidbit facts, years ago when Bill Luff was on the other night, we interviewed a guy who wrote a book about fear. And he tied the fear of public speaking to the fact that when in, you know, like caveman slash early times,
yeah,
the only time you would ever be in front of a group of people was when you were about to be exiled. So like when like so if you were about to be kicked out of the tribe and basically die because you needed the tribe to keep you around, to keep you safe, to provide food, to keep you away from animals, the only time you would be in a big group of people, in front of a big group of people, is when you would be leaving that group of people. So that's what he tied to fear of public speaking, that like in our primordial gut, it means that like we might be expelled and put out on our own and like almost certain death.
It's interesting. That really is interesting. Public speaking. That obviously, I'm in the business of public speaking, so I'm not. That doesn't bother me, and I'm a talkative, loudmouth jackass anyway. So it goes with the territory. I will say this though. Every single time, when I'd be waiting to go up on stage to do stand up, I'd freak out. Every single time, especially the first time. The thing, and I think this might be true of a lot of people who have done stand up in the past. Once you get the first laugh, then it's okay. It's like every single time I would go up on stage, and when I got the first laugh, I'd be like, oh, all right, cool. So, but that stand up is an entirely different thing. That's an anxiety. I mean, there's a lot of like a nutcase like me. I did stand up for a few years, and I was like, I shouldn't be doing this because I'm insane. But I talk in front of people all the time. You know, I'm going to do it all weekend at the Flashback Convention. That's what I'm going to do all weekend. So, and I know that some people they fear public speaking more than death. So they would rather die than speak in front of people. That's weird. So, Vic, do you have any phobias or fears or anything?
And that's interesting what Dan was saying about public
speaking. Yeah, isn't that good? It is.
I have the I used to be afraid. All my life I was afraid of heights, but have overcome that. I have, however, as an adult, acquired the fear, the arachnophobia. I have the most manly, or I guess least manly aspect about me is I'm now afraid of spiders.
You're afraid of spiders.
For some reason. I don't know why.
Have you seen that video? It came out a few days ago of this enormous spider from Australia, and it's on the it's on this like house, and it's just on the door, and it's glass, and you can
see it. How big is it?
It's huge.
It's
like huge, like
huge,
it's relative.
Like half of a door.
Oh my!
Do you know
goodness.
The size of a door? It's like half
okay.
of that.
Well, see, I have massive spiders because I live in a high rise building, and I don't know
they're up on the windows. Yeah,
if you live in a high rise, they climb upward. Massive ones outside my window.
Oh no!
They freak me out.
Get them here too.
I don't know
Vic.
What it is.
We get them here too.
Really?
Oh yeah. It's really funny is that they used to have like they would have like security cameras on the roof and stuff. And there was a spider that was on the camera, and it looked like he was making a web over the Wrigley building. It looked like a giant spider was on the Wrigley building.
Yeah.
There was one for a while on the morning news, whatever camera, aside from the one they use here, the Michigan Avenue. It was another one looking out onto the lake. It was this giant spider hanging out.
Freaky. All right, here's Paxton on WGN. Go ahead, Paxton.
Good morning. Ezra. And Nick, that comment by Dan is really resonates. That's true.
Yeah.
But anyway, your master Edgar Allan Poe addresses the very thing you were talking about jumping off a precipice. He calls it the spirit of perverseness that is the most primitive impulse of the human heart.
Mm.
He says, "Who among us has not wanted to jump into the abyss from standing on a precipice, or throw the person next to you in?"
Yeah, no, I know, and maybe because I read that at such an early age that's why. I mean, Poe is my favorite writer of all time,
and I
started reading Poe at a really young age, so maybe that's what resonated into my head. I don't know.
And it's in the most anthologized short story, The Black Cat.
Yeah, exactly.
It explains why he did those horrible things to Pluto.
All right.
Also, The Premature Burial was one of his short stories because it was very common for that to happen by mistake.
You know what I'm just realizing now, Dan? I don't think I should have started reading Poe when I was 7.
I know. See, that's the problem. People read that in 8th grade.
Okay. All right, Paxton, thanks, man.
Take well.
All right, yeah. That's my favorite writer of all time, and now I'm like, well, he screwed me up. Edgar Allan Poe screwed me up. I'm nuts because of Poe.
Screwed up. I sorry.
Exorcist at 7, Poe at 6.
No, Exorcist at 8, Poe at 7. That's a healthy way to grow up. You're not going to be too screwed up. I'm not going to need any fidget cubes if I grow up in that regard. All right, here's Steve in Galesburg. Hey, Steve.
Hey, well, Nick, I'm glad you tossed in your claustrophobic syndrome. You ought to go up to Gateway Arts sometime.
I did.
Oh, did the little kid go out?
Yeah, when I was a kid. I wasn't quite as much of a head case when I was a kid, but we went up in the arch when I was a kid.
It sways 6 feet each way.
No, I would never even attempt. never attempt to go into the arch ever again. Well, it's crazy. Steve, thanks.
All right.
We got some texts coming in. 262 area code. Esmeralda just says this. Dude, spiders, no.
Yeah. I don't care how many bugs they eat and everything. Just... You know what? Why do I got to look at you?
Right.
Why do you got to come out and hang out in my eyesight?
Right. 630 area code says, those huge wind power generators scare the hell out of me. You feel like you're going to get sucked in, maybe?
Those things are huge.
Yes.
If you like are near one. And I pulled my car in this one place that I was at. There was no security perimeter fence, anything around this whole line of them along this seacoast. And I pulled my car directly under one just to see what it looked like. And I put my head out my car window and saw this, you know, the blade's got to be 50 feet. Well, probably more.
Yeah.
Probably more like,
yeah.
I don't know. They're massive. But it was similar to going over riding a roller coaster and going down. Mm. You know, that's the feeling I got with this thing coming at me.
I'm not, you know, here's another one that I'm just thinking about. I'm not crazy about long bridges that are really high. Well, that
me
goes with
either.
Heights. Have you ever driven to New Orleans, Esmeralda?
No, but in San Francisco, like those bridges and like that freaks me out. The thought that there's nowhere to go.
Exactly. Now, and let me explain this to you. For hours, if you drive to New Orleans, if you drive down to New Orleans, for hours, you're going to be on one of those.
No, thank you.
With nothing but water underneath you.
Ugh. There's one in Florida too, right?
Yeah.
That freaks me out.
The Panhandle, all that stuff in that area, there's tons of stuff like that. But we drove to New Orleans on my first honeymoon, and I'm telling you, it was not a pleasant drive. Just like, I can't, when is this going to end?
You know, I have a fear, too, of we were walking. He was here and we walked out of this building and they were doing whatever to the whatever they're
Pioneer
building by
Court.
The water.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, there was they had all this equipment and
big
stuff.
Big crane
and, it was in the
and
air.
Stuff. Yeah.
And I'm just like booking it.
Yeah.
Like, because I just see them and it's kind of, and he's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, that thing could fall.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Something
could happen.
It could tip over and crush you.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I have that whole Final Destination kind of fear. Like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't be around this thing.
Real quick, Russ says, I also have a fear of heights. I feel like I'm going to fall off. I do not get on the roof of my house. I get terrified when I go up in ladders. 773 area code says, Nick, I feel that too. If I'm on a high balcony or interior, such as the water tower place, I have to brace my arms against the railing to make sure that I don't go over. I never would, but the sensation of feeling like I might jump is alarming and overwhelming. Brian says, ladders and heights, snakes, and automatic car washes. With the car washes, it's the idea of being surrounded that I don't like. It's the same reason that I shower with the bathroom door open.
Okay.
Real quick, then we'll end this. I just want to fly through this list of weird celebrity phobias. You ready, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
Scarlett Johansson, birds. She's terrified of birds.
That makes sense.
Megan Fox, terrified of touching dry paper.
Okay.
Robert Pattinson, terrified of horses.
Ditto.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're crazy eyes.
They're awesome. Britney Spears, terrified of large reptiles.
Yeah, again. They're animals.
David Beckham, terrified of messiness. Come on, dude.
All right.
Pamela Anderson is scared of mirrors. No, seriously? Pamela Anderson is scared of mirrors? That explains her makeup. Hold on a minute now. Hold it a second. Hold on. Oprah Winfrey is afraid of chewing gum. Nicole Kidman, terrified of butterflies.
So am I.
Are you really?
Again.
Okay.
It's just bugs. I don't want them flying on me.
Okay.
They're pretty from far away, but don't touch me.
Christina Ricci is terrified of plants. But my favorite of all time, and you may have heard about this, Billy Bob Thornton is afraid of antique furniture. And if he stays in a room, he has to check out the room to make sure there are no antique pieces of furniture in it, or he'll have to go someplace else.
How far back?
I don't know. I can't remember. He talked about it one time, because he's a weird dude, obviously. Billy Bob Thornton's a weird dude.
Yeah, he is.
So, anyway. Well, those are some common... See, we're not all crazy. Celebrities are crazy, too.
They're crazier.
Yeah. All right. We got a break. We got weather and traffic, and then it's time to be dumb.